Welcome to the SDG Talks podcast, where we discuss all things around the Sustainable Development Goals and the roadmap to 2030.
We are your co-hosts, James and Kevin, here to take you along the SDG ride. We hope you enjoy today's SDG Talks podcast.
I'm working to create a world or a better space in the water sector, in which young people are meaningfully engaged in decision-making process, but also in partnerships and collaboration. So I know that young people, we have a voice. And it's not a matter of empowering the young people, because I believe that we are already like empowered, but it's a matter of elevating them. So I see my role as someone that is responsible for elevating young water professionals and creating opportunities for them.
Hello there, everybody listening into this episode of SDG Talks. Today I'm going to be talking with Dr. Isabella Espindola, who has over 10 years of experience in international relations and environmental issues, and who is herself a water professional or a young water professional. She's got a PhD in human geography, an MSc in environmental sciences, and a BA in international relations. And she's been involved in women and youth engagement in the water sector, but also other sectors at large for a long time. And today she's talking all about the International Water Association, and more specifically, the Young Water Professionals Network, which is a global but also local network across different thematics within the water sector and different countries in the water sector, trying to create new opportunities for water professionals to collaborate across organizations and across borders. And it's been a great conversation with her, hearing a lot more about how that translates into more practical activities. And I hope you enjoy it just as much as I did. If you've got any questions or comments at the end of the conversation, please feel free to fire them over to SDG Talks, and we can be sure to include any thoughts or ideas for our future episodes. I hope you enjoy this just as much as I did, and we'll catch up soon. Well, Isabella, I'll just jump right into it. First things first, thank you very much for coming on to the SDG Talks podcast. Great to have you on here, and it's great to hear a lot more about all the work that you're doing at the International Water Association. And I think that's probably a good starting point. I'm sure almost everybody listening to this will have heard what the IWA is and how it operates through various events and activities. But it would be great to hear how exactly the IWA engages with professionals. And that's very much more, I guess, your arena. So please fill us in.
Of course. So James, the International Water Association, or IWA, is a membership-based association, and we have a legacy of over 70 years old. So yeah, we are one of the seniors in the water sector in this. And what we create is a hub where water professionals from all over the world, working in different areas of the water sector, they come together to network, to exchange knowledge, and also to produce scientific learnings related to water. And it's a place that you can, of course, join conferences, connect with other water professionals. And I think that this is something that really great that IWA offers in terms of the networking and this career push that you have. So it helps a lot into your professional development, especially if you are a young water professional. And so imagine that you just decided they want to focus in water and you don't know anything about it. And then you join an IWA and we have all the specialist groups, all the communities, everything related to the different parts of the water sector. So if you wanted to work with groundwater, we have a group on this. If you wanted to work with resource recovery, you also have a specialist group on this. So we have all the options in terms of place that you can connect with other people that are also in the water sector and want to be there and be part of the discussions. And since we have this amazing group of water, I always say like that we are a hub for water people. And then some of them, they are like the seniors in the association, they really become like, they create like a water family on this. And I always tell the young water professionals that they are my family. And when we came together, like we've been some time apart, and oh, how are you? And then we start like exchanging all the information that we have, our career have grown, what we have been doing. So it's quite nice.
It's a convening place. It's like the town hall for anyone related to water. And I like that you call them the water people. I mean, we are 70% water, right, humans? Mm-hmm. We need water for everything, from energy to surviving the next 3 days. So I think it's incredibly relevant. And I'm curious then how it's broken down thematically, of course, within water. You mentioned groundwater, and I imagine distribution and other elements, extraction, purification. But it's also done, I guess, on these country chapters. Could you tell us a bit more about the individual sort of country chapters and how they operate and work together?
So I understand that if you are a newbie into the International Water Association, it can be overwhelmed with all the structure that we have it. Because, as I mentioned, we have the specialist groups, and we have over 50 specialist groups. And then we have the communities. So we have communities for fellows and distinguished fellows. And then we have the regulators. And then we have the young water professionals. And we also have the programs and initiatives. So we have a lot of activities going on at the same time. If we focus on the young water professionals, how we structure this YWP community. So we have a steering committee, a YWP steering committee that it's our global representatives, and they are elected every 2 years. And this process is really democratic. And if you are a young water professional and a member of the IWA, then you can vote and then you can decide who is going to represent you. And so this is in the international arena. And this steering committee, they are the ones that are responsible for helping the secretariat and other committees that we have within IWA in terms of shaping activities that would be like relevant to young people. So they provide us a lot of advices in terms of how we can ensure that young people have a meaningful participation into the association. So international level. When it comes to the regional or the country level of this, we have the country chapters. So they are our representatives when it comes to countries. And we have over 40 country chapters around the world. So we have chapters in Argentina, Colombia, Ecuador, Mexico, United States, Canada, South Africa, Rwanda, Ghana, Denmark, Italy, Spain, and then in...
You should probably start with the countries that you don't have chapters in.
So I can imagine
world domination.
For the domination with that would be amazing, especially with water people getting together on this. But yeah, so if you're interested in taking part of these chapters, just reach out to me and I can put you in connection with them.
If someone's listening and they're thinking, okay, I'm sitting here in Denmark, I could think about joining the country chapter. What would the sort of, I guess, USP, like the selling point of the chapter?
The selling point of the chapter.
Yeah, very much. What's the, like, have you had sort of success stories or cases where things have come out of these country chapters?
Yes, I do have a lot of experiences. And you mentioned about Denmark. Last year, we have a World Water Congress, which was based in Denmark. And the YWP chapter there, they took the lead as the representative chapter, and they organized events, they organized the YWP reception, and they are really proactive in terms of connecting with the water industry. So they have partnerships and collaborations with big water companies such as Grundfos, Xylem, and others based in Denmark on this. So they are really good in this. And they also have a branch of the chapter. And in terms of organizing each chapter, they have their own structure in this. They are really free in terms of deciding their management committee and the activities that they're focused. What we recommended as part of this program is that they should focus in the water problems that the country is facing on this. And at the same time, they should focus into activities that would be relevant for the country and for the YWPs that are living in the region. So we do have chapters that are more into academia, into research. Others are in consultants and others that are focused in the industry on that. And I think that so far, the Denmark chapter that you mentioned, the chapter works in a bit of a balance between academia and industry. So they try to organize activities that are relevant to YWPs that are in one of those options.
Yes. Alrighty. And so then it's very much getting in. I guess, contact communication with the big companies, understanding more about opportunities for career, Do they do projects themselves within the young water professionals?
Yeah, they do. They do projects. They do. They organize events. For example, the Canada chapter, they are organizing their YWP conference currently. So they are hosting like sessions and panel discussions and even like a hackathon. So they have this freedom in terms of organizing activities that are relevant to the chapter, but activities that also contribute to the discussions related to water resources. And it's quite amazing. We talk about the Denmark, and now I just mentioned about the Canada, but we have a chapter in China. It's one of our oldest chapters. They have like 10 years. They made it last year. And they are really connected with universities there. So some of the senior members, they are now like professors in universities. So they have this kind of mentor and mentee process going on, which is quite nice. And they also organize events and a series of collaborations. Last year, they did an amazing job translating all the plenaries that we had in Copenhagen. And they created an online platform, and they organized this online event that spread the content that we had in English, but in Chinese, so they translated everything, for over like 10 million people in China. So it's the impact that they have is amazing. And I know that Jacob was also one of the speakers in this talk. He was part of this online session, because first they offer like the translation of the plenaries. They had like a discussions with the main speakers with live translation. So it was fantastic, the work they done it.
And so then in terms of funding for chapters, do they rely on, because it's non-profit, they rely on the contributions of the companies of each member? So if I was
Do have like their own sponsors on this. Sometimes they have like sponsors from the universities. And IWA, we also have the governance members in some of the countries. So they coordinate activities with the chapters, and they're responsible for sponsoring some of these activities on this. But everything is mostly like volunteer-based.
And then chapters from specific countries get together and do activities together.
Yes, they do. They collaborate a lot. So in the secretariat, we organized like a series of online events for them. We have the get-togethers. And by the way, Monday, we'll have one. It's interesting. We'll be discussing how to connect the young water professionals in the Americas. So we will have representatives from the chapters that we have in North America, Central America, and South America on this. And so we organized this series of events where we ask for YWPs that are members of chapters to provide some inputs related to a topic. And then we also organize the global coordination call. Global coordination calls are only for chapters, so it's a very exclusive event. Each chapter can send up to 3 representatives. And before we host this global coordination call, we submit like a survey for the chapter so they can provide some inputs in terms of what they want to discuss. And then we organize this online event. The chapters, they came and they started discussing what they are keen to do, what they are keen to discuss, and what kind of issue that they are facing. So, for example, the last one that we had it was how chapters, they can attract more members. So we had like up to 5 chapters. Yeah, we have 5 chapters as the speakers saying how they survived in terms of getting members, especially during the pandemic when everyone was so tired with this online activity and they had like Zoom fatigue. They provide the inputs a lot like this. And then the chapters, they do have this freedom also to collaborate among themselves. This can be like bilateral or multilateral. For like some of the examples that I can bring, the German chapter, they organized a series of online discussions and they invite chapters as the speakers. The Canada chapter also has this, and they had like recently invited the Italian chapter to contribute on this. The Japanese and the Philippines chapter, they also collaborated a lot on this. So they are free in terms of organizing this cross-country collaboration.
And what is the future for the young water professionals? Where do you see it developing? How do you see new activities coming into the realm?
So first, in the secretariat level, in the headquarters level, we are expanding the chapter. So we have more than 10 that will be coming in the following months on this, which is quite good because our community is spreading. So recently we had like Morocco and United States as new chapters. And what we are organizing, first of all, is that we will have the Emerging Water Leaders Forum in Kigali, Rwanda this year during our Water and Development Congress. The Emerging Water Leaders Forum is the main conference that we are organizing for our YWPs. And then the chapters, they are able to contribute as members of the steering committee, the organizing committee of the forum, but they also can propose panel discussions and workshops on this. So it's a great place for them to collaborate in person because we already have the structure and then they will be able to be there. And we have been discussing a lot of collaboration with other organizations that are focused also in young water professionals, on youth. This is related to our engagement during the UN Water Conference that I believe that Jacob has mentioned this. So we collaborated with Water Youth Network, the World Youth Parliament for Water, and we will continue doing this.
Have you collaborated with the Unleash Network before? The Unleash was an event that's how we founded our podcast. But yeah. They're also going to be in Kigali, Rwanda in December for this year's edition.
So Jacob is the one that is really keen to have this. But what we do with Unleash is that we help them promoting the event that they organize. And this is the first time that I'm hearing that they will be in Kigali also in Rwanda. So it's quite good. Maybe, yes, we can discuss with them.
I think it's the week before or the week after I looked at the dates. I noticed that it's literally, theirs ends on the Sunday the 8th. And I think does the IWU start on Monday the 9th?
So, yeah, I mean, from the last year, I believe that we had some YWPs that were engaged with Unleash, not only Jacob, but others. So we have been collaborating this mainly on promotion and disseminating of content.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure there'll be lots of people who can sort of roll over this year as well.
I hope so. They will be there.
There's a little plug for Unleash in this conversation as well. So anyone listening in can aim towards Kigali, Rwanda on December this year. Awesome. And so personally, I mean, what would you love to see with everything that you're in charge of, all of the elements that you are working with?
James, I would say that I'm quite lucky because I am a young water professional. I still have like 2 years as a young water professional. And I'm working to create a world or a better space in the water sector in which young people are meaningfully engaged in decision-making process, but also in partnerships and collaboration. So I know that young people, we have a voice. And it's not a matter of empowering the young people because I believe that we are already like empowered, but it's a matter of elevating them. So I see my role as someone that is responsible for elevating young water professionals and creating opportunities for them.
I love that, Isabella. That's a great line to potentially wrap up everything discussion-wise about the IWA. And I wanted to thank you for sharing everything around all the activities you're getting up to and for people listening in, what they could connect to, be it on a country level or a thematic level. Or the many communities that it seems you've got going on there. I'm sure that's quite the mind map when you're talking crossover and cross-pollination. And hope you have a great weekend over there.
Thank you, James. And take care and have a nice Friday.
Thanks for listening to the SDG Talks podcast. Make sure to check out all the show notes for relevant links from this show. Please share and follow SDG Talks on social media and stay tuned for updates from the Unleash and United Nations community.
The goal of the SDG Talks is to bring you good content. If you want to learn about something specific or have suggestions, please let us know. Look forward to seeing you next time on SDG Talks.